Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, I'm back here with Dee.
Hi everybody, I hope you guys are having a great day.
We will be talking about the man the internet is calling the Antichrist, Abdullah Hassim. Let's get right into it. For centuries, people have tried to identify who the Antichrist the Bible refers to could be. Many people have been called the Antichrist throughout the years. In fact, many people today think Elon Musk might be the Antichrist. Yet, none of these assumptions end up panning out, as the Antichrist is believed to bring forth the apocalypse, something that hasn't happened yet. Although, many people do think that we're either in the end times or extremely close to them. This is why many people think the Antichrist must be among us, especially after it appears the conditions the Bible seem to describe in order for the end times to begin seem to be taking shape. We are seeing tons of biblical prophecies unfolding right in front of us. It makes you think that honestly, it could be a possibility that some catastrophic change is bound to happen anytime now. Who knows? We might actually be the generation who experiences the great and final end to the story. But for that to actually happen, first, the conditions need to be just right. One of those conditions is the rise of a false messiah, a deceiver who will masquerade as a Christ-like figure. He will deceive the world into following and worshiping him. They will take his mark of the beast that without, people won't be able to sell or purchase anything. He will establish a one-world government, and God's true followers will be persecuted by him. All of this would be done under the orders of this false messiah, who we know as the Antichrist. This figure hasn't been identified yet, or so you thought, as according to the internet, they have finally identified the Antichrist, and it's not Elon Musk. They believe now that it's actually a man named Abdullah Hassim. For those who don't know Abdullah, he is an Egyptian-American religious leader and the founder of the Ahmadi religion of peace and light. Right now, Abdullah is going viral all over social media after he made an explosive video claiming that he's not only the Mahdi, who is a prophesized Islamic end-time leader, but also claiming to be the true successor of the Apostle Peter, making him the true legitimate Pope. Even more insane, he also claims that he was the reason Pope Francis died on April 21st, claiming that it was a miracle caused by the powers of his followers' chants.
Have a seat. Yesterday, the Ansar of Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam, the Ansar of the Qa'im of the family of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taslima.
The best Ansar on the face of the earth went out to the four corners of the earth to protest against the false pope and the false papacy and to give glad tidings of the appearance of the real pope. The Ansar carried the divine message and delivered it to churches and Christians in Ecuador, Venezuela, Mexico, Thailand, the Philippines, Senegal, Germany, the United Kingdom, Australia, the United States, Serbia, Canada, and much more, and most significantly to the Vatican itself. The believers stood in the crowd before the false pope on Easter, the very day meant to commemorate the rise of Jesus, alayhi salam, from the dead, and they gave glad tidings of the rise of the riser. They raised the banners of allegiances to Allah, the banners of there is no God but God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God, and Ali and the Imams are the proofs of Allah, and the Mahdis are the proofs of Allah. And less than 24 hours later, a great miracle and sign occurred, a sign no less great than the earth swallowing Korah. The earth swallowed the false pope. He was killed by the mere breath of the believers chanting Labbaik Ya Abu Sadiq. For the title of pope is not an ordinary one. The title of pope is claimed by those who say they are the vicegerent and successor of Jesus Christ, alayhi salam. The pope who sat in the Vatican claimed to be the spokesperson for Jesus, the representative of Jesus, the heir of Jesus, the successor of Jesus, and the divinely appointed voice of Jesus. But all of this is a lie. I am Abdullah, the successor of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, the successor of the Comforter Ahmed, the successor of Simon Peter, the successor of Muhammad, the successor of Jesus Christ. I am the true and legitimate Pope. I am the proof upon the Christians. I am the son of the Muslims through my father and the son of the Christians and the Jews through my mother. I am the son of the East through my father and the son of the West through my mother. I am like Zulkarnain, who with one horn in the East and one in the West. And I am the inheritor of all that lies between. I am more knowledgeable than any false pope, and I am appointed by name and the will of the prophets. My name is also on the tongue of Isaiah, who prophesied of the righteous servant, and he said, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. According to you, Jesus alayhi salam had no offspring, and his days were cut short. But I am that servant. I am Abdullah, the righteous servant of God.
As you heard for yourself, this guy is making some wild claims. He is openly claiming that he is the direct successor of Jesus Christ and the legitimate Pope. The fact that he's calling the death of the Pope a miracle caused by his followers' chants is honestly insane. I honestly have never heard of anyone refer to a death as a miracle. After people started reposting this on social media, it sparked talks of the Antichrist, with people now claiming that Abdullah is the Antichrist himself. Now the question is, could it be possible that this man is indeed the Antichrist? The demon spirit sent to deceive and start the end times? What he is saying and doing does seem like Antichrist behavior. He seems to check the box of being a false religious leader who is deceiving so many people. He already has built a following that is operating as his cult. In the Bible, the Antichrist is prophesied to perform false miracles. And according to Abdullah, the death of Pope Francis was a miracle by his hands, which could be seen as a false miracle in my opinion. He is also ordering Christians and Muslims to follow him, claiming that he's the true Pope. Right now, he literally has his followers traveling all over the world, putting up flyers, calling him the new Pope. Honestly, he seems to be playing into this Antichrist role. What's interesting is that while he's talking about being holy and divine, he is also using open occult symbols and also pushes the occult mystery school teachings. On his YouTube channel, you can see he posted a video calling himself the Antichrist and placing an all-seeing eye behind him, clearly indicating that he is definitely operating in occult ideologies. The logo for his church is the Seal of Solomon, also known as the Star of David. While people think this is a Jewish religious symbol, it is actually an occult alchemic symbol representing the great work, man becoming God, which is what Abdullah is openly doing right in front of us. I'm not gonna say that Abdullah is the literal Antichrist, as obviously he's not. I will say he has the Antichrist spirit within him. We have been seeing this Antichrist spirit for the last few years openly. The Antichrist spirit has taken over Hollywood, it has taken over the music industry, and it has even taken over politics. We can see the spirit of the Antichrist everywhere right now. To me, it's an indication that we are definitely entering a crucial point in society, a moment where the great change will happen and nothing will ever be the same. Abdullah is just one of the many false prophets that will rise the closer we get to the end times. This is a quick update. While I was editing the video, more information came out about this case, with Abdullah himself coming out and denying that he's the Antichrist. Interestingly enough, he basically said what I said and stated that the Antichrist isn't just one person, but it's a spirit. And he even went as far as saying that America itself is the Antichrist, which I honestly found interesting.
I am not the Antichrist, nor do I claim to be the Messiah. The only Messiah to ever come was Jesus, the son of Mary, alayhi salam. 2,000 years ago, he came and was God in creation. So who fits this description of the Antichrist? People have long pondered the meanings of these characteristics, expecting an individual who is blind in one eye with the word kafir written on his forehead. But what if he is not a single individual? What if the Antichrist is many people? What if he is a spirit that possesses an entire nation? The mission of this nation is that it devours the whole earth, tramples it down, and crushes it. So it must be a world power, perhaps the strongest the world has ever seen. Only one country comes to mind that fits that description of a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and extremely strong, and it had large iron teeth. This iron beast that tramples over the nations is none other than the United States of America.
Now, after all the pressure of the internet calling him the Antichrist, you can see he came out himself and denied it and claimed that America is the Antichrist or is possessed by the spirit of the Antichrist, which I basically said earlier when I recorded the video. I find this completely interesting, I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, I didn't believe he was the Antichrist, period. I do think that he has this Antichrist spirit that he's referring to America having himself, as he is definitely appearing like a false prophet. It's truly disturbing how these false prophets can rise so easily nowadays. Like, we're seeing so many people declare themselves as a religious leader or as a prophet, and then they easily get a flock that will do whatever they say, basically giving these people all this power. And we're seeing this more often than usual. I know historically there's been a lot of figures that have come out and declared themselves as the second coming of Christ, or said that they were Christ, or even just created a cult and called themselves a prophet or whatever. But recently with social media, it's just made it a lot easier for these false prophets to spread and rise. Social media has made it easier for these guys to get these mass followings and essentially push whatever dangerous propaganda that they're pushing. And we're seeing with this guy here, he just came out of nowhere one day to the next. He was posting on YouTube for a while, but one day to the next, they're now declaring him the successor of Jesus Christ and the rightful Pope.
I think it's crazy, especially since it's happening right now after the Pope died, but I'm not buying it at all. And I'm actually quite shocked that some people are. In my opinion, he's just an educated, well-planned man who studied what he wanted and needed to learn to proceed with his plans of trying to convince us that he's some kind of prophet. We already know that the Bible says that a false prophet's gonna come and try to deceive us into believing that they are a real Messiah, and that's exactly what this man is doing. And it's truly disgusting because there are so many lost people in this world looking for just an ounce of hope, happiness, and a community to join. And sadly, this is why we've seen the rise of so many cults. It's literally the same thing. A man making false claims of being some kind of prophet or being able to talk to God, gaining the trust from innocent people and destroying them. And the only thing that makes it a little different is that this man is announcing this publicly, trying to convince the world that he's some kind of Messiah.
The reason that so many people are following these cult leaders and these false prophets is because so many people nowadays are truly lost. You know, they have no idea spiritually what to do or what's real or what's not. And honestly, they choose whatever suits them best, whatever ideology they can relate to or they like. Not the true doctrine of God, not the rightful laws of God, but whatever some man can come up with that they can agree to and like, and some figure that they can follow. That's what people want. That's why we have so many cults nowadays and so many false prophets rising, because people are lost. And when people are lost, they look for a leader. And oftentimes, it's not a rightful leader. It's not a leader who deserves to lead. It's just some guy who's trying to take advantage, just like we're seeing from him. And honestly, there's a higher chance, in my opinion, that Elon Musk could be the Antichrist before this Abdullah guy. And I'm not saying Elon Musk is the Antichrist, but Elon Musk seems more like the Antichrist than Abdullah ever did. If we look at what Elon Musk has been recently doing, you know, his push for power, his Neuralink technology with the brain implant and all that stuff, and also his push for AI and robots, all these things that Elon Musk is doing, to me, paints him more as the Antichrist than this Abdullah guy. But I'm not saying that Elon Musk is the Antichrist. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying that he has a lot more traits, though. This guy right here just seems like another false prophet who is taking advantage of this moment of being called the Antichrist. And because of the state of the world nowadays, people do believe that we might just be in the end times. And by people believing that we're in the end times, they're looking for this Antichrist figure. But I do not think it's Abdullah. Like I said, he is definitely possessed by the spirit of the Antichrist, because that's what he's doing. He's trying to be a false prophet. He's trying to be a false Messiah. He's trying to lead people and essentially indoctrinate the world into his beliefs, which, like I said, it appears that they're a cult related. It's just another man who's operating off occult beliefs, trying to turn themselves into God using this occult knowledge.
Yeah, and just in these last few years, we've seen a rise of false church leaders, men who are using God to gain a following and deceive people and gain money out of it. We've seen church leaders trying to sell people stuff, claiming they're going to get blessings from it.
And I believe that when you honor God on Passover, starting on April 12th at sundown through Good Friday on the 18th and concluding on Easter Sunday, you can receive these seven supernatural blessings for you and your house. According to Exodus 23, God will assign an angel to you. He'll be an enemy to your enemies. He'll give you prosperity. He'll take sickness away from you. He will give you long life. He'll bring increase in inheritance, and he'll give a special year of blessing. You're not doing this to get something, but you're doing it in honor to God, realizing what you can receive.
For your special Passover offering of $1,000 or more, as the Holy Spirit leads, you will also receive the beautiful 10-inch Waterford Crystal Cross. Don't miss your moment to release 7 supernatural blessings and provision into your life.
We've even seen priests have secular music concerts go on inside their church.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. This is that Antichrist spirit that the Bible warns us about. We're seeing that rise up. We're seeing it take over. Like you said, the priest and the pastor, the church leaders, who are essentially wolves in sheep's clothing, pretending to be one of us, pretending to be people of God, when in reality, half of them don't even believe in God. They're just using it to profit, while the other half are just using it to push whatever ideology they want. We can see this Antichrist spirit rising not only in the church, like I said, but also in Hollywood, the music industry. We've seen it with all these artists like Kendrick Lamar presenting themselves as this Christ-like figure, like Lil Nas X mocking Jesus. We've seen it in the music industry for years, in Hollywood with the movie The Book of Clarence. All these things are showing us the rise of the Antichrist spirit. So people aren't wrong for thinking that the Antichrist is near, or the Antichrist is around, or the Antichrist is here right now, because we're seeing its spirit. We're seeing people be consumed by this Antichrist spirit. We're seeing it take over every part of the world. And it's because in the end times, which it seems like we're heading towards, the Antichrist might not just be one person. While there might be a prominent figure who we see as the Antichrist eventually, there's also going to be these other individuals that just are possessed by that spirit, that are just being powered by the spirit. And I believe this is what's going on with this Abdullah guy himself. It seems like he's operating off this Antichrist spirit, showing himself as this Messiah, this Christ, that we should follow the real Pope and all this, when in reality, he's just another false prophet, another false teacher, taking advantage of a flock for whatever reason, whether it be money or whether it just be for his ego to make him feel like he's more important than others. But at the end of the day, I'm not seeing anything that would prove he's truly the Antichrist. But like I said, you can definitely tell that he is moving with this Antichrist spirit. And it is also interesting that he brings this up now during the whole Pope situation. I thought that the death of the Pope was very interesting. I felt like it was a planned death and was connected to pagan traditions. Like I explained, historically, they would perform sacrifices. And I also revealed the connection between the Vatican and the Roman Catholic Church to ancient pagan Rome, and how the Roman Catholic Church still honors many of those ancient pagan traditions. And I felt that the death of the Pope was connected to that.
Another example of this Antichrist spirit would have to be Kanye. He's literally been walking around going into interviews claiming to be God. He had that whole Sunday service, that whole Christian album that he did, had so many people convinced that he was truly a Christian. Now for us to just find out that he is not.
Exactly. I recently just saw him doing a live stream with someone, and he again declared himself as God. He was talking about when he meets God, then he froze and said, "Don't say look in the mirror," insinuating that he himself is God. This is what he's been repeating for a long time. And this is exactly my point. Fans, society, people can see Kanye pretend to be God, claim to be God, and no one says anything. Still, he has fans that are idolizing and following him, no matter what he does, no matter what he says. That's the Antichrist spirit. That's what I'm talking about. People are so lost that they're willing to cling on to anyone because they're spiritually lost. They don't study the Bible. They don't study God. They spend all their time consuming entertainment from Hollywood. So they see these people and they just easily believe whatever they say. But like this Abdullah guy, he's definitely a false prophet. He's definitely not a Messiah. But is he the Antichrist? I wouldn't say so. I think he's just another lost soul. But I want to know what you guys think. Let me know in the comments. Do you guys think that this guy could truly be the Antichrist? Or is he just another false prophet? Well, that's it for this video. I want to thank you all for watching. And I'll see you guys in the next one.
Goodbye, everybody. I hope you guys have a great day.